Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to RichGurman.com, spelled RichGerman.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh, welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to thank you all so much for all of your emails, all of the correspondence, the absolutely amazing, amazing showing for the Extraordinary Speaker Series. And as you know, or you may not know, we have got in the house with us right now. Right now on the show, the upcoming speaker, February 20th, for the next Extraordinary Speaker Series in Seattle. I'm going to tell you, are you ready? You know who, I can feel you. I can feel everybody out there. I'm feeling you now because you know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah, Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith joining us here today in the house, the founder and spiritual director of Agape International Spiritual Center in L.A., California, which I just came back from last weekend, and the author of Oh, this book is amazing. Spiritual Liberation, Fulfilling Your Soul's Potential. As you know, Michael has been featured in the movie The Secret. He's been on television. He's been on Oprah. He's been on all the shows. He's traveled the world. And he takes a message of empowerment and, as he says in this book, spiritual liberation. And we are going to get right to this conversation. But I want to just share. I opened the book today because now this has become my daily reading. And I opened the book today, and here's what I read. I want to ask Michael about this. As the world of phenomena spins round and round, revealing the constantly changing landscape of events, your inner happiness remains unchanged. Unchanged because it is not dependent upon or solely identified with the external aspects of your life. Wow. Dr. Beckwith, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited and jazzed about this show and ready to be spiritually liberated.
And it sounds like you already are on this powerful Thrive By radio. I'm so happy to be here with you with all of the enthusiasm that I'm feeling from you.
Well,
and I'm glad you're reading the book.
Well, we've got to do something here. I mean, if nothing else, we've got to remind ourselves about what our potential is. And
Absolutely.
That's something, that's your message. That's what you take out into the world. I want to ask you about the journey. I want to ask you about the journey from the perspective of who you are, but also from what your message is. You know, I just read a little something from the book, but here's the question. We live in extraordinary times, and, you know, some people say times of contrast. And I would love to ask you, what are some of the challenges, obstacles that you, Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I think that everyone has pretty much the same obstacles. They make their particular challenges. They think they're very unique. But really, when an individual is living in a small paradigm, when they don't know who they are or what they represent, then the challenges are pretty similar. People are afraid of death. They're afraid of loss. They're afraid of lack. They're afraid of limitation, scarcity, not being loved, not being good enough, not being worthy. Now, these are all the different scenarios that human beings live under until they begin to discover that there's something that is right about them, that there's nothing missing in them, there's nothing that needs to be fixed. And this, of course, is the adventure into the spiritual domain, where we come into contact with who and what we really are as spiritual beings and begin to be aware that not only it's a sweet thing to have all of your needs met, it's a sweet thing to be happy and joyful, but it's really a mandate from the cosmos for us to release this life energy. It's a mandate from the cosmos to reveal the potential, to activate the potential, and to live life full out. This makes the universe happy. So the challenges that I've faced now or faced years ago were the same as anybody else. You know, there was a time in my life where you didn't know where the next dollar was going to come from. There was a time in life where I was concerned about health. There was a time in my life where I was concerned about relations. And all the things and all the dramas that people go through, you know, when you look at soap operas on television, they all can have the same title, Life Without God. And so the challenges today are just more about how to be in more places at one time. The challenge are, things are spinning really fast. So it's really about maintaining focus, high level of energy, keeping my spiritual practice. And the more challenges that come, the deeper I have the opportunity to go into who I am.
Well, I love what you're sharing here. And for those of you just tuning in, Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith joining me here today. And I was referring to his latest book, Spiritual Liberation, Fulfilling Your Soul's Potential. And one of the things that I also read in the book is that you talk about challenges. Challenges are your spiritual liberators. I read
Yes.
that and I thought, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to talk to you today.
Absolutely.
Well, because I know for myself this has been true. And right now, there are people listening to the show live. There will be countless tens of thousands of them that will listen to it through iTunes. And boy, how nice to be reminded that our challenges are also opportunities.
Absolutely. When there's so many people who are trying to live a challenge-free life, and that's not what it's all about.
Mm.
What life is about is actually liberating our potential and becoming more ourselves. And if people are honest with themselves, if they look back over their life, they'll see that those moments when life was toughest, when their wit was, when they were at their wit's end, when they didn't know exactly what to do, it was in those moments that they grew certain qualities, that they were able to tap into latent powers within them that heretofore they may not even been interested in. When things are just hunky-dory and everything is going well and you think you got your life handled, oftentimes you don't do the necessary inner work to allow for that inner splendor to escape. But the moment that something comes up that you can't handle, that's when an individual really begins to sincerely begin to pray, sincerely begin to make that conscious contact with the divine presence, make that up-level their spiritual practice. So challenges bring to us the possibility of releasing life energy when oftentimes when things are going wonderfully, we don't actually do that kind of work.
Oh, no kidding. Everything is like, okay, you know, we're high-fiving each other. And forget the
right.
High-five
Let's
God.
Let's go to the beach and have a latte.
We need to start high-fiving God. That's what...
There's actually seed pods in the forest that never sprout unless there is a forest fire. The only thing that opens up these seeds is the intensity of the heat, and they'll sit there for years and years and years, and only when there is a forest fire do these seeds grow and to become trees and bushes. And, you know, analogies can be dangerous sometimes, but I believe that there are talents and gifts within us, and powers and potential, that lie dormant until there's a fire hot enough for us to really go for it, for us to really stretch, for us to really release that kind of life energy. So when things are knocking at our door that we can't seem to handle, what's knocking on our door is really an opportunity to grow and to become more ourselves. And interestingly enough, real bliss and real ecstasy comes from the activation of potential. It does not come from mere accomplishment, mere getting things from the world. It really comes from the activation of potential when we become more our real self.
Wow. And, you know, you've been, and I love the book, by the way, and one of the things you say is we're just merely scratching the surface on potential. But, you know, you've been taking this message out through Agape International Spiritual Center, and I mentioned that earlier, but it has been described as the small United Nations. I mean, you know, there is a very, very powerful vibration at what has been created there. And I wanted to ask you about that. How do we get that level of vibration of what you've created? How do we get the ripple effect of that around the world?
I think it's happening now, and indeed many people do call Agape the United Nations of Spiritual Communities because the demographics there, you know, everybody's there. You have white, black, Asian, you have people from Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Germany. I mean, it's all over the world, the rich, poor, straight, gay. You know, everybody's there worshiping the divine presence. And I think we're living in a time now where this message, that this universal message that has been kind of cloistered in spiritual communities is in the world now. You know, the mainstream media is now dialoguing about moving from mere religion to spirituality. With the advent of these movies and DVDs and books, it is going mainstream now, and people are basically tired of the exclusivity that oftentimes religions bring, and are beginning to discover that they can have direct contact with this presence and find communities who worship that same way. So it is happening, and I think we need to celebrate that it is happening. And if people continue their spiritual practice and celebrate that spiritual practice and find a community in which they're celebrating the oneness and the universal principles, I think it's just going to keep on increasing.
Well, it is, because, you know, there are people such as yourself that are out in the world that, you know, are creating what I call a courageous new day for all of us. And one of the things that I was really struck by, especially in looking at spiritual liberation and what you've written here, is the idea that you really challenge us in a very loving way, Michael, but you really do challenge us to reach for our true potential, and even when we think we're there, understanding that we're not.
Right. You know, we're dealing with something that is infinite. And so, you know, it has no beginning and never ends. So there never is any place where you get to and then you're finished.
Right.
You know, there used to be an old concept of heaven. You know, you die and you go to this place called heaven, and you'll hang out for eternity, you know, just basically, you know, living, listening to harps or whatever. And it was an incorrect idea of heaven. Heaven, it means ever-expanding good. That means we're always expanding to become and to reveal more of who and what we are. So we definitely allow ourselves to celebrate moments of inspiration, moments of expanded awareness, moments of breaking through new paradigms. But we realize that those moments are really a new beginning to another expression of life itself. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And by the way, that's God calling. You might want to get that.
No.
And, you know, Michael, this is such an important message. And for those of you just tuning in, you know, Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith joining us here today. And many of us do know him from Agape International Spiritual Center. We also know about his work in the movie The Secret. But, you know, there are so many other ways, Michael, we've gotten to know you, especially with your what I think is one of the most powerful visioning approaches ever created. And here we are, you and I, talking about spiritual liberation in support of your upcoming visit to Seattle. For those of you that do not have this on your calendar, boy, I hope you can get tickets to this. And Michael Beckwith Friday, February 20th, the Extraordinary Speakers Series. I so appreciate you joining us here today. And I wanted to ask you, so often we step out on the path and, you know, in the spirit of sharing a message or helping others. And along the way, we get the message of to ourselves. We learn something that's very unique. And I wanted to ask you, you know, in the past several years, there have been many opportunities for you to share, for you to teach, for you to connect with people. And now the latest with the book. What are some of the aha moments you've had?
Well, you know, for me, when I'm speaking, the moment of me speaking is not really a success for me until I have a surprise in my own talk that I have an aha moment. So when you read the book, you're seeing a lot of my aha moments right there. Even though they're of course surrounded by the universal spiritual principles that are everywhere, you're looking at my aha moments. So oftentimes I'm speaking and suddenly I see another layer. Recently, I was speaking, and what flowed was the fact that our personal accomplishments are really activation of potential, and that they're not really personal. Oftentimes, people celebrate what they think they have done, when in fact, what they have really done is released a gift that has been given by the universe.
Mm.
And so when we begin to open that kind of conversation up, we remain in humility, we remain in gratitude and thankfulness that this gift that has been given us is expressed. So I look at things now not as personal accomplishment, but I look at it more as a sharing of a gift that will be frustrated unless I share it, you see. And oftentimes you'll see like football players or dancing in the end zone or basketball mm-hmm. players. Dunking and then thinking they've done a big thing, and they're mm-hmm. celebrating their own personal ego, their own personal accomplishment, and they've forgotten that they've activated a potential within them, and that more than likely there was probably a whole team behind them, a whole fan base, a whole level of practice. There's a whole lot to do to get to that particular moment, and that what that particular moment provided an opportunity to share a gift. And so the aha moment that I had was, I am here and we're all here to just share gifts. And when we're here to share a gift that has been given us, it keeps us in gratitude, thanksgiving, and high appreciation. And then the ego can't steal that moment and say, me, look what I've done. Look at me. You know, because the ego is not your amigo.
And you know, so much of this you talk about, I want to make sure all of our listeners, if you want to find out more about Agape, you certainly can go to giftofagape.org. And that website link is on the Dr. Pat Show website. You know, Dr. Michael, you have received a letter from Coretta Scott King and wrote a personal letter to you and a personal letter to you in appreciation. And I wanted to ask you about that letter and what it was like, first of all, to receive a letter from Coretta Scott King. And then secondarily, based on that letter, what inspired you to take even a greater message out?
Well, I had the opportunity before she made her transition to meet mm-hmm. Coretta Scott King. And because her daughter, Yolanda, who made her transition recently, was a member of Agape as well. And so in my first encounter with her, I was being inducted into the Martin Luther King Order of Preachers at Morehouse College. And so we had some sweet and wonderful conversations there. And she came to Agape, and she really saw her husband's work being evident at Agape in the message with the rich diversity. And so when I received the letter, it was just a moment of gratitude and humility that she recognized that work. And she also thanked me for just embracing her daughter, because her daughter was on a search moving from the Baptist frame of mind and the traditional Christian frame of mind into a wider understanding of universal principles. And so she was really grateful that her daughter had found a home to really explore these universal principles in a very powerful way. And so those kind of moments, they serve as mandates that they, for a moment you say, yes, a good job was done.
Mm-hmm.
But they serve as mandates to keep on doing what you're doing, and to do it even better, and keep fine-tuning the work. You know, in other words, that kind of letter does not allow you to rest on your laurels. It says, keep refining, keep going deeper, keep your practice up. Keep serving.
I mean, this is so important. I want to mention to everybody that's listening to the show, Dr. Beckwith joining me here today. If you want to find out more about his upcoming events, and he has many of them, those of you listening from all over the globe to this show, go to www.agapelive.com. One of the things you mentioned in the book, and I also was, I've done a lot of reading in this book. I have to tell you, I actually couldn't put it down. One of the things that you also mention is, you say, stand strong in your soul character. And I know you're laughing, because I read that and I said, boy, aren't we getting put to the test on this one.
But you know, character, as I was saying in the book, it comes from an old English word that has its roots in meaning in that which is etched on your soul by God. And as opposed to your personality. Personality was forged through time and circumstance and parental fantasies and social conditioning. Everyone has these different personalities, which also carry with them a coping mechanism and defense mechanisms and things of that particular nature. But your character is from God. And it's often not popular to have character. Sometimes people would rather be a character than have character. And so, and standing strong in our character, we're standing strong in those values, and we're standing strong in those powers within us. Regardless of what's going on in the world, we will stay true to what is real about us. And as we stand strong in that, the universe ultimately bends itself around your real soul character. Doors are opened. Avenues are wiped clean for you. Ways are made out of no way. Because you are in tune with the fundamental harmony of the universe. Your soul character is in tune with the fundamental harmony of the universe. And if you stay with it, there's just open doors everywhere.
Is that what you, when I think about that and I hear about what you're saying, I'm also thinking about, you know, what you talk about when you refer to conscious participation in evolution. And I wanted to ask you about that, because it's such a powerful statement. First of all, conscious participation in itself.
Right.
But then when you look at conscious participation in evolution,
right,
it really brings a very acute visual. And I wanted to ask you, are we up to that challenge? Are we up to the call?
Well, you know what? Our back is against the wall, and there's no choice. There's an evolutionary impulse that's governing the universe. Another name for the evolutionary impulse is the presence of God in us. And it's seeking, by means of us, to express itself. And humanity has evolved to the point where they can consciously participate in this, not the Darwinian concept of evolution where you're merely adapting to circumstance. But humanity can now, beyond circumstance, embrace this impulse and release their potential. And when you look at the world and the shape that the world is in, and the birth that is happening and the disruption that is happening, you deal with the environmental concerns, ozone, you deal with wars and rumors of wars and famine, destruction, prejudice, bigotry, you know, it is, we have to consciously evolve, because, as I like to say, when we choose to evolve, then our problems dissolve. You see, they dissolve in that space of our evolution because we can't fix the problem. The problems are unsolvable at the same paradigm that they're created in. They only dissolve at a larger paradigm. So are we up to the challenge? I believe we are. I believe that this time in human history is reflecting back to us with the recent election, I think that's a wonderful example of a choice of a nation to go in a direction of a higher state of evolution, a higher calling. I think that's going to ripple around the world. Are we up to the challenge? I believe we are. I believe that more and more human beings are asking the question, you know, who am I? What do I really represent? What do I have to learn? What gift do I have to give? And how can I celebrate the progress along the way? I think those questions like that are being asked over and over again. So I'm not an optimist. I really have caught a vision of the possibility, and I see it. It's alive to me. I believe we are more than up to the challenge.
You know, I wanted to ask you also that, you know, given that we are up to the challenge, we need some tools. I don't know about you, but I know that I've always been grateful when people have shared, you know, things that are working in their lives, especially around spiritual practices and practices in general. And I wanted to ask you, what would you be able to share with our listeners today, given that we are up to the challenge, given that we are asking those questions, what kinds of tools or practices, you know, can we use today to make sure that we stay in shape, that we stay up to the challenge, that we're mentally, spiritually, and physically fit to up-level our lives and the consciousness of the planet?
That's I really like that. Mentally and physically fit. I like that language. Powerful language. Of course, you know, the basic tools are affirmative prayer and meditation and visioning. And then always being aware that the universe is always answering whatever question that you ask it. And oftentimes people are asking disempowering questions. So they're asking what's wrong. They're asking who's to blame. They're asking how did this negativity get here in the first place. You know, they're asking what's missing. They're asking these kind of questions. And the universe will do its best to answer those questions for you and just spit out all of the negativity that's in the world of phenomena. But when an individual begins to regularly ask empowering questions, you know, what good is here that I presently cannot see? They begin to ask empowering questions, you know, in what area can I grow today? They begin to ask empowering questions, what can I give today? They begin to ask empowering questions throughout the course of the day. The universe will answer those questions. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So an individual's life experience is governed by the questions that they're constantly asking. Because as I teach, a problem is really a question that's trying to ask itself. And a question is an answer that's trying to reveal itself. And an answer is an action or a way of life that's trying to manifest itself. And so if you ask the important questions, you're eventually going to end up changing your life because guidance is going to come through. This is a daily practice. And if you add to that, at the end of every single day, you add, you find something to celebrate where you have progressed that day. Now, why is this important? Because the average person does not complete their to-do list, they don't complete their email, they don't complete their Facebook, so they end up thinking, I have so much more to do tomorrow, and they go to bed feeling that it's never going to get done. So instead, at the end of your day, you look at some area of your life that you've made progress, and you celebrate that area, and what happens is you start to come in league with the celebration that's going on throughout the entire cosmos. All of nature is in celebration for simply existing. Humanity blocks its celebration because it attaches an outcome or attaches some kind of external event to its celebration. But when you begin to celebrate every single day of your life, the universe gets to come into its own by means of you through the vibrational frequency of celebration and asking the right questions.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us here today, because you've given us an opportunity to meet you, to be in that meeting, to be in that special encounter with you today. And a whole bunch of us are going to get to meet you a lot more on the upcoming event that we're having. For those of you that have not heard about it, the upcoming event, Michael Beckwith is joining us. He is the featured speaker on February 20th for the Extraordinary Speakers Series.
Ricky's coming with me too.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Not only is Ricky coming, but we're going to hear some music.
Oh, she's jamming.
I'm telling you.
We're a team, and so she'll set the table with a beautiful vibrational sound of the sound of agape that we call rhythm and joy. Not rhythm and blues, but the sound of agape is the sound of rhythm and joy. And so she'll be right there with me singing and leading chants, and then I'll speak. And we'll just go back and forth and just allow for a dynamic to occur. And it seems as though I like Seattle. I think I'm going to be in Seattle two times this year. I'm going to be at this Extraordinary Speaker. And I'm so grateful to be there that I'm coming back in June at the Genesis Center. Seattle, I guess, is calling me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then folks can find out more about all of the various places that you are traveling to by going to www.agapelive.com.